Public Broadcasting Network, June 25th, 2023. We are live. Apologize for last week. Crazy storms in the area. Power was out for hours. My power didn't come back on until after the broadcast had already started. And I was pretty pissed, but what can you do? How many developments can transpire within 2 weeks? It's just mind-blowing how the acceleration of our reality marches on. And the evil ones that are pulling the strings, manipulating the various levers of power, man, mind-blowing, can get demoralized very, very easy in this environment. And I struggle with this daily, just watching the implosion of culture, economy, you know, purposeful, of course, geopolitics, international relations, psychological warfare. Everybody, I'm sure, has been, you know, I mean, on the day I'm getting ready for the broadcast, I don't listen to a lot of radio. I listen throughout the week. And then the day I'm doing my broadcast, I have to try to collate and kind of build I attempt to build some sort of a a semblance of a broadcast, but it's tough these days because you have so much data and you prepare for so long, and then the 2 hours goes by so very quickly. And then, you know, I've talked about this before. People say, "You didn't talk about this, man. You should." I was like, "Well, it was in my notes. Didn't get to it." Sometimes it's just that way. And, you know, I take quirky notes throughout these weeks. I guess I will get to some of this submersible thing. And, of course, this big Russian operation. There's so many opinions. They're like rear ends. Everybody's got one. And everybody thinks they figured it out. Everybody thinks they know. And I'm one of those guys that has learned through the years of doing broadcasting and being burned so many times by the timeline of events that I'm very kind of gun shy now to, when an event is so fresh, to, you know, say, "Oh, this is it. I know," you know, because I'm a human, flawed, very, very flawed human. And you are too. You know, none of us here are, you know, the be all to end all when it comes to analytics, logic, discernment. Some of us are better than others, and sometimes I'm real good about certain things, and other times I'm way off about certain things. And so I've learned to kind of chill and let the kind of dust settle from this fog of war type thing that we're in to really make solid determinations. Now, you know, I just wanted to touch on this. I was watching this Julius Malema character from the Economic Freedom Fighters in South Africa, this Marxist, black Marxist revolutionary terror outfit who's very, you know, gaining steam in the South African government. And, you know, I was listening to David Knight the other day, one of his podcasts, formerly at InfoWars, and he really brought up a parallel that I hadn't thought about. So the EFF and the South African government, the war on the Boer farmers, the Dutch farmers, parallel this with the Dutch government itself and its war on Dutch farmers that are still in, you know, Holland. You see the parallels, the war on the Dutch farmer worldwide, from the black Marxist terror revolutionaries, and then from their own rotten EU, WEF, UN, world communism, world depopulation crowd. See, the blacks down there in South Africa haven't figured it out. They're just doing the bidding of those white devils. And they're so dumb, they don't even know it, because they have covetousness in their heart. They don't like to see these big white farms in South Africa. Guess what? Those big white farms feed you, stupid. But on to another topic. But I just wanted to throw that parallel. It's in my notes. You know, kind of talking about this Russia thing. Remember the Joel Skousen kind of angle that he's had for years, since I started listening to him and I'd hear him on broadcasts. You know, he's a regular on Rents and Jones. But his angle of absorbing a first strike on purpose from Russia, China, whatever. I mean, you got all these articles right now about, you know, Epoch Times has this one. Rising number of Russian Chinese nationals at the U.S. southern border raises security concerns. So there's Customs and Border Protection have intercepted an increasing number of foreign nationals from countries not in South or Central America, including Russia and several high-value targets from China. You know, Putin right now is kind of saying that China's had his back throughout this whole kind of whatever you want to call it, coup, pseudo-coup, whatever you want to call this, with this head of the Wagner private military group there. And, you know, like getting back into that John Birch Society stuff that I was into in the 90s, they, you know, tons of these people have always said Sino-Russian invasion of the United States. At some point in the future, and these people were talking about this 25 years ago, they were talking about the Sino-Russian invasion predominantly through our southern border, but look north of the border, now in Canada, large numbers of Chinese, especially on the western part, I believe. And then all of their, let's just say, Marxist revolutionary assets in Central and South America, Cuba, Venezuela, and so forth and so on. And so this looks like the time, and then you've got these, you know, the Obama administration, which really just softened this country up for this world Marxist takeover. And now you've got the Obama gang behind the scenes running the old geezer's residency. And it looks like the Communist International is about to make their move on our country. And unfortunately, they've demoralized us through all these demoralization operations. They've weakened us through attacks on the air, food, water, needles that go in our arms, the kids with all this autism, you know, spraying, destroying the food supply, toxifying the food supply, really weakened us. You know, that's why I've been trying to get back into the gym and rededicate myself even harder to working out these toxins. You know, you listen to these naturopaths, you know, I've been listening to them for years. The number one way to get toxins out of your body is sweating. Your skin is your largest organ, and to get this poison out of you, to sweat. You know, I did some heavy sweating today. I'm worn out. Did some yard work, too. Been trying to replenish my fluids through some purified water through my gravity-fed system, which you guys should all be drinking out of by now. And if you're not, if you're drinking that rotten bottled water from the store, it's probably more dangerous than what's coming out of your tap. But anyway, so we got these Russians, Chinese at the southern border raising security concerns, and we've got this kind of first strike. I was listening to Rents, and some of I think it was Eric Kollerstrom on, Dr. Eric Kollerstrom, and they were talking about Kay Griggs and all this stuff, you know, the stuff about, you know, your high level officer class of our military. I mean, the most milquetoast out of them are doing wife swaps. The rest, you know, the more hardcores are into like the hardcore, you know, gay stuff and all the rest of this. So you've got to, and you know, and all the Q people are still, yeah, this is, you know, this is all part of the storms upon us and Great Awakening and the White Hats taking down cabal members and all that. You know, it's just like, great, but you know, how many people have to be collateral damaged and sacrificed until you know, the good guys take over and win? So I'm gonna get into a little bit of this Russian, let's just say, coup stuff with the guy from Wagner. So I'm gonna play a video that's in Russian, and I'm going to just narrate. So the threat is great. There are very serious forces behind Prigozhin, and that's the head of Wagner. Okay. If you believe some of my informants, Kirienko is directly behind him, the head of the presidential administration. And behind Kirienko are the brothers Kovalchuk and the people who are in the closet circle of the president. That is, this is also an integrated structure. This is a person who just not suddenly opened his eyes and he began to tell the truth. They are making a project out of him. Kirienko is fighting with the Shega, frankly. That is, therefore, Prigozhin is attacking the Ministry of Defense. Who is Prigozhin? Tell me, is he a Russian person? No. But he is not a Russian person. He is not even a Russian person by nationality. For him, as for the majority of Bolsheviks, the example of 2017, you yourself should know no worse than me. And he's talking about this RSDR, BP, and all this stuff. Most of them were Jews with the – I'm waiting for the subtitles here. So basically what they're saying, the head of Wagner, all these people are throwing this dude under the bus as being a Khazarian, et cetera, et cetera. Now here's another one in Russian that I'll read. I wish everyone good health. I want you to put this information on your information resource. What do we have at the end of the day? And at the end of the day, we have the following results. Today, an unprecedented KGB-style operation was carried out, which was swift and deadly for the enemy. What did it encompass? A clique of insurgents, namely Shoigu, Gerasimov, Kirienko, and the rest of them, were beheaded and defeated today. All the leaders, organizers, and executors were turned into those authorities which deal with such things, and they have been actively dealing with it. The role played by our PMC Wagner will soon be understood by everyone, I think. And their role was the following. The Shoigu Gerasimov clique was going to remove President Putin from power, in response to which Vladimir Vladimirovich turned to his loyal soldiers, the PMC Wagner, and his most trusted person, Yevgeny Viktorovich. I extend special gratitude to him for preserving the country, the people, the armed forces. He is a true patriot of his country. He should most definitely be awarded with a second hero star. So what do we have? The Wagner started acting. It's noteworthy that first and foremost, the Wagners took over Rostov. It's because the headquarters of the southern military region are there. They specifically had taken over the headquarters. The coup organizing generals were sitting there, headed by Shoigu and Gerasimov. Shoigu and Gerasimov managed to escape to Moscow in the last moment while giving orders to loyal to them insurgent generals to attack the Wagner columns with military aircraft, which apparently yielded no results. After that, the buildings of the FSB and the Ministry of Internal Affairs were not taken over by the Wagners, but only encircled, which is also a very weighty fact. Next, Shoigu and Gerasimov escaped to Moscow. They believe that the PMC started a coup, but they truly did. This is what they counted on because they don't have combat-ready troops, as they are all on the front. Next, they ran to President Putin. We'll turn everyone in. Save us, our dear father. What did the president do? The president went further. It's not for nothing that he is an intelligence officer. He recorded an address in which he mentioned some insurgents. However, notice that he mentioned neither the Wagners nor Yevgeny Viktorovich. He specifically mentioned the insurgents that would be punished to the fullest extent of the law. And that's precisely the Shoigu Gerasimov clique. Let's call it that. It was actually way larger and deeper than that. It's an iceberg. The base is hidden underwater. All of the participants of the insurgent clique were turned in, and all the names became known. Putin waited for some time after his address. As the army spoke up regarding its loyalty to the commander-in-chief, as did the Federation Council, as did mayors and governors. And I'm not going to let that play much longer. But so you're seeing that you have, you know, differing kind of views here. Now, here's some stuff up on Sorcha Fall today. So this is Dmitry, top Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. The criminal case against Wagner private military company founder Prigozhin will be dropped. He will leave Russia and go to Belarus, after which reported an agreement was reached that PMC Wagner troops would return to their camps and places of deployment. Some of them, if they wish to do so, can later ink contracts with the defense ministry. It also applies to fighters who decided against taking part in this armed mutiny. There were some fighters in the military formations of Wagner who changed their minds at the very beginning of the armed mutiny and returned immediately. They have even requested the assistance of the traffic police as well as others to help return to their permanent places of deployment. During the mutiny, Commander Prigozhin revealed, "We did not shed a single drop of blood of our fighters," this report notes, as the it saw Politico News Service reporting. U.S. officials believe Wagner PMC's insurrection in Russia could play into Ukraine's hands, allowing Kiev to revitalize its much-hyped counteroffensive. A report followed by the Ministry of Defense. Artillery strikes thwarted Ukrainian attempts to rotate its troops around the settlements and blah, 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 blah. And then go to The Wall Street Journal reporting the U.S. and its European allies were scrambling Saturday to gain a clear picture of events inside Russia, trading information and analysis and hastily arranged video meetings as the political stability of a global nuclear power hung in the balance. Western officials said their overriding priority was to make clear they weren't taking sides in the brief clash between Russia and the private mercenary group Wagner. Yes, sure, they weren't. Now, you know, you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these people said it was CIA involved in this somehow. Well, you know, we've got to realize they act like they're our government. They've got fifth columns operating all over the world in all these countries. And, you know, countries get sick of it. And I wouldn't be surprised if Russia and China, through these refugees sending in military men, how many of them are already here? How many of them are embedded already in our government. Look at these Vindman brothers, these scumbags, these Ukrainian scumbags, but Jewish Ukrainian scumbags, by the way. But think about the penetration of our country by the Soviets back in the FDR days. So this is a cross-contamination. Okay, so anybody that doesn't think that we've got we don't have operations going on, most likely to, you remember the chess player, I can't remember his name now, Garry Kasparov or one of these guys, all this crap. We've been trying to do this stuff to all these different countries. They get out of line. Remember Confessions of an Economic Hitman. So anyway, the U.S. has postponed a fresh round of economic sanctions targeting the Wagner private military company and its leader, Evgeny Prigozhin. The U.S. State Department was expected to announce sanctions on Wagner-linked gold businesses in Africa on Tuesday, blah, 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 blah. And there's tons of videos that, whether you like Sorchafal or not, and whatdoesitmean.com, they link tons of videos and all, especially from Russian sources, which is, you know, you get to see stuff of off RT and just tons of stuff. And we've been seeing this stuff, hardliners in Russia, by using nuclear weapons, Russia could save humanity from a global catastrophe. I mean, and this would fit right in perfectly with the kind of the Skousen theory of that we and people in our own country would like to absorb a first strike. So Ramzan Kadyrov of the Chechnya posted a message: what is happening is not an ultimatum of the Ministry of Defense. It's a challenge to the state. To counter this challenge, it's necessary for the military security forces, governors, and the civilian population to rally all around the national leader. Soldiers of the Ministry of Defense and Chechnya's units of the National Guard have already left for the area's attentions. We will do everything to preserve the unity of Russia and to protect its statehood. Each of us sees only one part of the map, but he sees it all. The president noted quite correctly in his address to the nation, this is a military mutiny. There is no excuse for such actions. I fully support Putin's every word, and so forth. So a lot of people are saying a lot of different things. Now, look, if you look at frickin' Drudge Report, my gosh, Russia could go from Vlad to worse, enemy circle. Monster turns against master. U.S. allies breaks for what comes next. U.S. spy agencies knew something was up before the mutiny. Kremlin officials meet in Beijing after the threat. You know, there's all this stuff about these people, Congress critters, getting briefed on this stuff a while back. So there was already chatter going around. Now, look, you could look at this angle as one way, saying, okay, maybe people in the Wagner group, not necessarily the leader, but maybe people, they see something going on the ground like self-sabotage in the Russian military. Look at anybody that served in the United States military and you go on some of these little excursions, you're like, rules of engagement are so ridiculous. It's like you're trying to get people, your own guys killed and things of this nature. So you look at the United States with Vietnam getting into these quagmires. Look at Afghanistan. And so people are looking at elites in Russia, the counterparts of the Lockheeds and the Raytheons that are in Russia, weapons manufacturers and so forth, that want to keep this thing going as well and are kind of like not fight in this thing to win it and win it decisively, to keep it just, you know, a quagmire, trudging along, a meat grinder, you know. I'm glad listening to a lot of these different hosts are actually starting to talk about they've displaced millions of people from the Ukraine, killed hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. And what are they? And now you've got BlackRock and JP Morgan and all them setting up this central bank in the Ukraine. And then you've got all this land that's going to be wide open for BlackRock and all these goons to rebuild. Well, who's going to go there? Are they going to let Ukrainians back in there after this Jewish thug Zelensky sacrifices them all and then makes them all refugees and they've moved elsewhere into Europe and all over the world? Are they going to let them back? Or is this going to be, you know, great Khazarian Empire 2.0? And is this land going to be given over to your usual suspects, developers, and all the rest of this crap? Are the Ukrainians going to be the new Palestinians is the question. All these millions of Ukrainians, are they going to get to go home? Are they going to be refugees like, you know, Israelis taking Palestinian people's homes that they've lived in for generations? Is this going to happen in Khazaria / Ukraine? This is what we really have to up. DailyMail.uk, prepare for the fall of Putin. Are you kidding? Now, I would be highly surprised, you know, for something like that to happen. You know, England over at the Andrew England's over at the Daily Stormer's got a bunch of stories. Preliminary autopsy of a botched coup in late June. American Russia supporters pushing QAnon kook type stuff about the Prigozhin event. Upshot unfolding. Latin American leaders praise Putin for heroically repelling coup attempt. Now, look, this. There's some people saying this was all theater between Putin and the Prigozhin, and this was just all one big psyop. Kim.com. Did Putin and Prigozhin play the CIA to the tune of $6 billion? HackerKim.com has offered his take on the Wagner coup in Russia, intimating that Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin may have collected billions from the CIA to stage a coup and then aborted the coup. And then there's other people talking about, okay, he's going to exile in Belarus. A hijacker was kind of talking about this, and I know we're coming up on break. Basically, they're going to strike from Belarus now. Well, some of these Wagner guys near Kiev. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side.
Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's the Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Support the network if you can, folks. Shoestring budget here. Gosh, so much happening. So, Hijacker's been sending me some stuff, kind of hypotheses. This is a pretty interesting one. It was a slick way to move 25,000 of Wagner Group just north of Kiev in Belarus. On along the border there. This would be along with the 30,000 Russian soldiers already in Belarus to bring the force to 55,000 strong, a striking force to quickly decapitate Kiev and thus put an end to the war. The Poles are working with the Belarus nationals to overthrow the Belarus government, and so the reason to bring the Wagner group into the country is for protection from internal coups, thus the way it was done. The average Belarus would not even bat an eye, just my thoughts. The big strategic thing is that Russia now has a 55,000-man army of hardened fighters around 50 to 60 miles from the border, from Kiev. And so now he also sent me a link of these two slime senators, Blumenthal and Graham, on C-SPAN. And that's clip 12, Mr. Producer, if you want to get that ready. Russian nuclear threats. So it's quite possible, you know, people have been talking about this big nuclear plant in the Ukraine that, you know, Zelensky and our leaders have all been talking about. The use of nukes by the Russians, you know, now you've got this stuff by supposed Russian hardliners talking about we need to nuke the West because they're so out of control. It's the only way to save humanity. So, you're talking layers upon layers of psychological warfare right now. So Let's listen to a little bit of this clip 12. Go ahead and roll that, Mr. Producer.
Putin could be tempted to use a tactical nuclear weapon, or just as likely, try to destroy the main nuclear power plant. Both actions would have dire consequences for the health of Ukraine.
Like you care about that.
Surrounding NATO nations.
You just don't want to mess up Kazari.
At immediate risk if the use of tactical nuclear weapons or destruction of a nuclear power plant causes radiation to spread, as almost certainly it would, causing significant human harm. This is not a kind of reckless or panicky resolution. It's based on fact and science, and it is meant to send a message to Vladimir Putin, and even more directly to his military. They will be destroyed. They will be eviscerated if they use tactical nuclear weapons, or if they destroy a nuclear plant in a way that threatens surrounding NATO nations. Article 5 is there for a reason. It doesn't protect only against a specific soldier crossing a boundary, but harm to our NATO allies triggers our obligation when it comes from a hostile force, as would happen if there were radiation that spread, causing significant harm to human life. And this message ought to be taken seriously by Vladimir Putin's generals. His military risks total obliteration by NATO forces if they are so reckless and irrational as to resort to tactical nuclear weapons that endanger the world.
You can stop that there. Now, you got Rand Paul and Chip Roy. Rand Paul of Kentucky, Representative Chip Roy of Texas, and Warren Davidson of Ohio. On Thursday, a group of Republicans introduced a bill in the House and Senate that would reaffirm NATO's Article 5 does not override congressional war power. So you got Lindsey Graham, and you got Blumenthal, and you got all these war hawks. They're saying, hey, anything happens to the nuke plant, any tactical nuke goes off, it's Article 5 automatically, and we're going to eviscerate Russia. You're just going to kill millions of people. So you were worried about the effects of nuclear tactical nukes going off in the Ukraine because it endangers the surrounding blah, blah, blah. But if they go off, we're just going to nuke this whole huge, the biggest country in the world. And we don't care about the fallout from that, right? So Rand Paul says, I introduced a resolution reasserting that Article 5 of the NATO treaty does not supersede Congress's responsibility to declare war or authorize military force before engaging in hostilities. You know, and that's great, Rand. I mean, that's great that you guys are trying to push forth that, you know, that, hey, you're trying to push back and say, hey, you can't do this. You think these people running this regime are going to, I mean, you put forth a piece of paper from the Senate and in the House. Do you think that they're going to listen to it? Do they listen to anything now? God, you know, God bless you, but at the same time, you got to realize where we are. We are in a far gone, like, psychopath-ruled technocracy, banana republic, idiocracy, all rolled up into one, to where, W said, the Constitution is a GD piece of paper. All right, that's what these people believe. You know, so it's just so mind-blowing that these people. Now, there was an interesting article that I saw headlines USA. Putin, leftist media collude to push Hunter out of the headlines. The media has now made it clear it would rather help Putin than to harm Biden. Global alliances saw a sudden remarkable shift on Saturday as a mercenary group once deemed despicable suddenly was rebranded as freedom fighters. This is exactly what the Western media did with Azov. For 10 years, they were an evil neo-Nazi battalion threatening all things decent. As of February 2022, they became our heroic freedom fighters. And with it, America's mainstream media suddenly became, whether wittingly or unwillingly, the pawns of President Putin, or to use proper Soviet terminology, they became useful idiots. On globalist networks like Fox News, there was a wall-to-wall coverage of the advance on Moscow by mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, whose Wagner group seems a clear nod in respect to the Nazis' Operation Valkyrie. So they're trying to make these parallels between Valkyrie and this Prigozhin Jewish guy, quite possibly, they were going to try to take out and see, make the parallel between Hitler and Putin here. For America's mainstream media, however, Prigozhin's apparent coup was an earth-shattering breakthrough in the latest never-ending war, which was initially funded through open U.S. appropriations and now appears to be getting bankrolled mainly through Pentagon accounting errors. It's an interesting kind of angle. I'm not saying I believe it, but you can see how many people are thinking about this and like looking into all of the different possible scenarios here. So U.S. intel learned about military coup plot weeks ago, prepared for Russian civil war. Yeah, you guys are brilliant. So this Prigozhin guy, I don't want to spend all night on this, but it's fascinating to see this. Now, here's another. This was on Henry Macau yesterday. Mike Stone thank Putin for stopping the COVID hoax. Now, as if in answer to the prayers of millions of people around the world, Russia began its military rescue operation in Ukraine. And just like that, everything changed. Almost to the day that Russia began its military operation, the virus hoax stopped. And I mean stopped on a dime. And so this is the kind of crux of the matter. In February 2022, America and its Western allies were in a good spot. They were flying high off two stolen elections and the virus hoax, which they massively engineered, was running right on schedule. According to their own white papers and internal reports, it was scheduled to last until 2025, but actually looked as if it could be completed by early 2024. Over 100 million Americans had already subjected themselves to the mRNA injection, and the goal to inject 90% or more of the population was realistically attainable. Very few people were resisting. Very few people were speaking up. It was as if the entire country had voluntarily surrendered their freedom without a single shot being fired. We were on the verge of Australian-style internment camps for anyone who refused to submit, something that over 50% of the population supported. But then a funny thing happened. As if in the answer to the prayers of millions of people around the world, Russia began its military rescue operation in Ukraine. And just like that, everything changed. Almost to the day that Russia began its military operation, the virus hoax stopped. And I mean stopped on a dime, blah, 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 blah. So that's kind of it's kind of an interesting angle. Not that I necessarily agree with it, but I thought I would throw it out there. The Telegraph reported Russian agents' threat to the family made Prigozhin call off Moscow advance. Details offer clue as to why Wagner Group abandoned its coup attempt that revealed real cracks in Putin's authority. Russian intelligence services threatened to harm the families of Wagner leaders before Prigozhin called off his advance on Moscow, according to UK security sources. So of course the bad guy, Putin, the mafia don, he threatened to probably whack or torture the leadership of Wagner's, you know, wives, children, descendants, or whatever. Now, that's very possible. Putin's been in power in a very harsh country for a couple of decades. You remember the whole issue with Robert Kraft, the Jewish head of the New England Patriots, claiming that Putin took his ring? I mean, I don't know Putin, and neither do you. Everybody thinks that, you know, he's some great Orthodox Christian leader and blah, 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 blah. He's got a nice freaking damn near $1 trillion yacht and this sort of stuff. You know, you just don't know where a guy's heart is that lives all the way across the world from us and, you know, took over from, you know, a real nasty Soviet system. But anyway, so UPI, Wagner fighters leave Lipetsk region as Chechens withdraw from Rostov-on-Don in Russia. There's just all these articles up here floating around. Now, State of the Nation always has some interesting takes on this. Operation Wagner. Here's what really happened. Putin's Operation Wagner, a consummate chessman's very risky but necessary black op and psyop. Occam's razor, they talk about. We're going to make this really simple. That means using Occam's razor to use all known facts to arrive at the most self-evident conclusion. Understand that Wagner Group's founder, Prigozhin, a very successful Jewish businessman and restaurateur known as Putin's chef, is a fellow native of St. Petersburg, Russia. No one gets that close to a Russian president or prime minister except by highly purposeful design, especially where it concerns Putin's food and beverage. And that photo was taken nearly 12 years ago where he's actually serving Putin food and that sort of thing because he had a catering company. After Kiev began the systematic genocide of Russian speakers in Donbass, President Putin's surrogates and hardcore mercenary Prigozhin made a plan. The plan was to start an obviously Nazi mercenary fighting unit to carry out a variety of missions. The Wagner Group was subsequently formed for that purpose, which served as a magnet for all the flaming closet Nazis from the four corners of the Russian motherland. Once Moscow launched their special military operation in Ukraine, the Wagner Group was intentionally utilized to accomplish the most dangerous and deadly missions during this war. In this way, Russian Nazis were used to neutralize Ukrainian Nazis, which is exactly what happened on the most perilous battlefields throughout the Ukraine war. And it's got a little quote from the Moscow Times. It's a meat grinder. In point of fact, each of those battlegrounds was referred to as a meat grinder by both sides of the war. So the main plan, as clearly articulated by the Kremlin on numerous occasions, is the denazification and demilitarization of Ukraine, especially eastern Ukraine. The very purpose of Wagner Group was to eliminate as many Nazis and neo-Nazis as possible, since Ukraine had become a mecca for them coming from all over the world. And I'm just going to add this, especially if you want to turn it into Khazaria 2.0. Pooty Poot and the Jewish dude from Wagner are like, hey, let's get all the Nazis here in Russia, the guys that are pro-white and nationalistic and so forth. We'll make them into a crack merc outfit. We'll grind them up all over the world doing all kinds of strange operations. And then we'll actually use them to kill the other guys that love their land and their race and so forth and so on. And then we'll liquidate the entire land of Khazaria of anybody that's going to stand up to our Jewish masters. Isn't that nice? That's just the way I see it right now. Yevgeny Prigozhin, a Khazarian double agent. Now, this is where things get very interesting indeed. While Master Chef Prigozhin may be a great cook, he's not a chess player like the master chess players who populate Moscow's GRU, Russian military intelligence. Russian military intelligence always knew that Prigozhin was a Khazarian double agent. However, the only way that Team Putin could ever accomplish these crucial denazification objectives both in Ukraine and Russia was to have a Nazi at heart be the front man. Now, see, if Putin and the Russian heads of state are still, let's just say, practicing that deception for the rest of the world that they're no longer hardcore Marxist world communist international types, right? The perestroika deception kind of model to where Putin and them might not like the rise of white nationalism in Russia. It kind of threatens the Eurasian vision, doesn't it? Just putting it out there. Prigozhin even felt he could buck the Russian military establishment, indicates his extreme degree of mental illness and psychiatric disease, which are typical of hardened Nazis. Just look at his tweets and public screams to understand the types of psychological disorders he suffered from. Now, I don't have access to that stuff. But anyway, forever publicly begging for and demanding ammo, weapons, and supplies as he did was always a function of the deep distrust that the generals in Moscow had for him. In the end, he proved in spades that the trust was firmly rooted in reality, as the GRU had clearly established before Operation Wagner was ever even launched. In other words, Team Putin knew all along that Prigozhin was in contact with various intelligence communities throughout the West. He was a fascist through and through, working closely with his handlers in NATO and masters in the Pentagon in London. Well, see, the word fascist here is kind of a joke to me. London and the Pentagon are not fascists. They're servants of the Jewish mafia forces that run the world. Now, they might have a veneer of fascist, but is the Pentagon, is Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin, or is any of them loyal to the founding stock of the United Nations? I mean, the United States, excuse me. The white founding stock of the country? No, they're torpedoing it. You know, for me, fascism in a traditional form is racial loyalty, first and foremost. When you look at Spain, when you look at Italy, and when you look at Germany, and even look at Japan, I watch videos on YouTube sometimes just digging around about how still to this day, the Japanese are intensely loyal to their own race. There's places all over Japan. When I lived there, you couldn't get into a lot of restaurants or bars. You're an American. You're not part of the stock of the native people there. And so fascist, you know, when they throw this word around, they're not fascist. They're world, basically globo communists, and they have masters, the Pentagon in London, NATO. These people aren't fascist, please. Now, they do things through the corporate model. You know, Mussolini did say the corporate state is fascism, but there's other elements to fascism besides the economic system. What's the cultural system of fascism, of traditional fascism? It's loyalty, it's racial loyalty to the native stock of that land. And if you don't have that, you don't have fascism. It's something else. And so I'm sick of people throwing around the term fascist when these people are race traitors. You can't be a fascist and a race traitor. It cannot happen. Okay? So that's the way I see it. And if you don't see it that way, don't see it that way. But you know, you do you and I'll do me. Now, I want to touch on this sub thing. I know we got a few minutes left. I don't want to – it's been played. But a lot of people are talking about the Olympic, okay? DiCaprio and all this stuff. And I'm going to play a little bit of stuff when we come back because we've almost blown through an hour so far, and I don't know where the time goes. But So the Olympic versus the Titanic. And so there's this whole kind of sub kind of hypothesis theory that's floating around that this Stockton Rush, who was a descendant of some of these people that were on the original Titanic and so forth, that these guys were actually, a lot of these people are doing research that says that that's not the Titanic that's on the bottom of the ocean, it's the Olympic. And this goes back to anybody that's been a conspiracy researcher for any amount of time, you know about the Titanic versus the Olympic, okay? It's twin ships, and they sunk the Olympic because it had uncorrectable structural defects and all this, and you know, we all know the story of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 and some of the uber-rich people that were not wanting to go along with a central bank in the United States all got invited on there by J.P. Morgan and that whole deal. It's an interesting, let's just say, you know, the whole thing with the Titanic. A false flag operation to establish the Federal Reserve. Titanic was sunk on purpose. Deliberate sinking of the Titanic, similar to the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center, and so forth. Well, there's the top of the hour. We shall return at the other side. Tear it down, burn it and cut it. Tear it down the wall, got to see gold. Strike up your people, they ran their lives. Now your stars to hear is people cry. The hours are playing, you're beaten in blood. Seems like a game of chess where I'm stood. Tearing down the wall.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.